It's Tuesday, April 30, 2024.
More heartbreak and destruction for people in Kenya.
Extreme weather grips Africa. Sea levels on the U.S. Gulf Coast are rising twice as fast as the rest of the planet. Plus,
one of the biggest environmental challenges facing our nation is man-made pollution.
New rules will slash air, water, and climate pollution from U.S. power plants.
All of that slashing and burning straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
This is a defining moment in history. A defining moment for EPA. One day we'll all look at our grandkids square in the eyes and we'll tell them that we all fought the good fight.
We may be telling that to them from our underground survival bunkers, but we will have fought the good fight. This is our 1400th Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, before you get to the terrible news, here's some maybe good news.
Yep.
It's our 1400th episode of the Green News Report.
That's a lot of green news reports.
That is, and I should take note that during that 1400, climate change has only gotten worse the entire time.
Yes, we have failed.
We have indeed. What do you have for us today, Des?
Well, first, unfortunately, tragedy in Kenya. More than 40 people were killed after a dam collapsed in southern Kenya after weeks of torrential rain and flash floods that have caused widespread destruction, destroyed crops, and displaced more than 130,000 people. More rain is in the forecast. Northern Africa is grappling with a month-long record-setting intense heat wave. Several nations in East and Central Africa have declared states of emergency after months of intense drought, punctuated by extreme storms and floods that have decimated crop yields. A new study finds that coastal areas in the south and southeastern U.S. are right now seeing some of the most rapid rates of sea level rise on the planet. For Gulf of Mexico states, seas are rising at twice the global average rate. Since 2010, the ocean has risen an average of 6 inches from Texas to North Carolina, and the rate itself is accelerating. It matters because higher sea levels, combined with more frequent torrential downpours and sinking land due to overpumping of groundwater, are generating bigger flooding more frequently. And sadly, the researchers say the rise is irreversible and will get worse, imperiling coastal infrastructure and communities where 28 million Americans live.
And the rise is getting worse because of what we are doing to the coast?
The rise is getting worse for a number of reasons, mostly because of climate change and the way the oil industry has carved up the Gulf Coast. Air quality in some parts of the U.S. is now the worst in 25 years. The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report says that air quality in the U.S. is far better than it was before the Clean Air Act was passed in 1970, but that steady improvement in cleaning the air stalled in 2017. 44 million Americans now live in counties with deteriorating air quality, mostly due to wildfires. However, this is a very big deal. Under major new rules unveiled by the Biden administration late last week, coal-fired power plants and new gas-fired plants will be required to cut or capture 90% of their smokestack carbon dioxide emissions by 2032 or shut down.
That is big news.
The agency also tightened rules to reduce emissions of the potent neurotoxin mercury from smokestacks. Coal plant operators must also reduce toxic wastewater pollutants discharged into waterways, and the agency also closed loopholes to require safer storage of toxic coal ash waste, a byproduct of burning coal that is dumped permanently in ponds that are leaching heavy metals into drinking water.
I have a feeling a whole bunch of new lawsuits are about to be filed.
Exactly. Republican-controlled coal states and industry groups have already said they will sue to stop the new pollution rules.
Because they want more pollution.
The four rules are the Biden administration's most ambitious effort yet to roll back planet-warming pollution from the power sector, the nation's second-largest source of emissions after transportation. The agency estimates the new standards will reduce climate-warming carbon dioxide emissions from the sector by 75% from 2005 levels, equivalent to taking 330 million cars off the road. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says the new standards will result in massive reduction in pollution and hundreds of billions of dollars in benefits to public health.
All while ensuring the power sector can provide affordable, reliable electricity to consumers for the long term. These stronger carbon pollution standards will spur up to $370 billion, that's billion with a B, in climate and public health net benefits over the next two decades.
If they overcome the lawsuits.
Yes.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your 1400th Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.